Amen. In Jesus' name, amen. She said, in Jesus' name, amen. Let us bow our heads. Heavenly Father, again, thank you so very much for this day. Thank you for this great opportunity to speak on behalf of you. We are so honored and so grateful for this great privilege, and we don't take it for granted. And so, Lord, we just ask you to speak to our minds so we can speak to the hearts and minds of men and women in this place as well as people on the social media platform. So, Lord, let lives be transformed and let everyone know who you are and the power that they have in you. In Christ's name we pray, amen. 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 So I just want to say thank you all so very much for making a commitment to come out in that cold weather. And so it is very challenging sometimes when it's cold to move. People have a tendency just to stay in and say, well, you know, I'm just cold. But Monday morning, we get up and we go to work even though it's cold, right? So we don't have the option on Monday morning. But I thank you all so much, and I appreciate that so much. I want to continue the message that I had last week, and I'm going to kind of wrap it up today. And it's so important. This message is so important to me because I just think that there's a group of people in the world that really, really understands the uniqueness of God, and they understand the power of God, right, at a level like you'll never, ever, ever think of, right? And so often we deal with a lot of stuff at such a low level, and we don't understand the magnitude of the power that we have and who we are, right? And so we take it for granted because sometimes we're raised in communities or in cultures, man, that really don't speak a lot to who how great we are and who we are. And so I think the key, really, to the kingdom of God is really understanding who you are in God. And once you get to understand, Teresa, and you get that key and you stick that master key in, and it just unlocks your world, right, at a whole nother level. Some people are playing checkers while other people are playing chess, right? And so and we don't understand the significance of it, right? But there's a war going on inside of us. And this battle is so powerful and it's really, really going after our consciousness and our mindset. And it's just such a war. And our sin nature is an enemy against God, and it doesn't really want us to understand the greatness of God in our life, right? So our sin nature is so connected to the earth and the world with our five senses that we really think that's real. I used to hear people say, man, we're living in the matrix, and I didn't understand it. But I understand it more now than ever before, right? And it's important to understand who you are as you move in this world because it'll give you a confidence and a courage and a boldness to be able to move. But you have to know who you are, right? And you are special. So when God created you in the beginning of time, before you ever knew you who you were and what you was going to be, he already knew how special you were, and he wanted to make a difference in the world, so he created you. And God doesn't make no mistakes, right? So in this human body, because we all have a dual nature, there's a war going on. But the key to it is believing with all our heart that we are a fracture of God, and God lives in us. And once we understand that no man and nobody, no nothing can control us, right? We get to control our own destiny, right? And then we understand, you really understand the significance of it because your heart be controlled by love. So love is a key ingredient to everything. And you start to see people as people, and then you start to love them. That's why when the man was blind, he said, I see people as trees. And then he had to come back again. He said, now I see them as people. Because relationships are so, so important. But all that comes down with understanding who you are in Christ. So we're going to talk about our Christ consciousness. We're going to talk about the battle of it. And we're going to talk about something that I want you to write down and remember it. It won't be on the screen, but I want you to write it down. Remember, say Project 2045. Remember that. Project 2045. Everybody say it. Project 2045. Now, it's important to understand Project 2045 because the people that initiated Project 2045 have a great concept, man, of what God is all about. While we playing checkers, they're playing chess. Right? And so, and it's important to understand that because Project 2045 is after your consciousness. Right? They're after you. And once you start to study it, it's going to be nerve-wracking. It's going to scare you a little bit, but you can see it unfolding in real time. Right? So it's important to understand that. So there's a battle going on the inside. Right? So whenever I desire to do good, evil is present. There's always a yin and a yang. There's always an up and a down, a cold and a hot. There's always this dual nature, right? So we got this battle going on, and our sin nature is telling us to pull this way and really pull away from God because the strength is in God, right? So the more we lean into our sin nature and we're dealing with stuff and we're dealing with things, I already know whether it's my God conscious or if it's my sin nature, right? Because I know it the minute I make the decision. The minute I allow things to get me angry, the minute I allow things to take control of me, then I know I'm in my sin nature, right? And I got to get to my Christ consciousness. I got to get to the Christ in me and get to my Christ consciousness. In my Christ consciousness, there is no condemnation, right? So when Paul was writing at the church, he said this here in Romans 7:25. He says, thank God the answer is in what? What did he say? He says, in Jesus Christ, right? He said, thank God the answer is in Jesus Christ. So Paul was letting us know that the answer is in Christ. Everybody say the answer is in Christ, right? And that's important because when Jesus talked to us, he talked to us about the Holy Spirit being in our life. And it's going to lead and guide you in all truth, right? Understanding that Christ's consciousness is in you. So the Holy Spirit is so crucial. So Paul knew that. He said, we can't do nothing apart from it. Right, we need the power of God in our life in every situation. In the event that we don't have him, it's going to be a battle, right? It's going to be a battle, and we're going to always end up in anxiety, stress. Some people, man, when they have a dark heart and they don't know God, they don't value life. They don't value people. They don't value relationships, right? It's never about anybody else, man. It's only about what they can get out of it. So when you're so selfish and self-centered, you got to know right now I'm in my sin nature, right? Because God is about loving and caring people, right? So he said, thank God the answer is in Christ Jesus, right? He said, so you see it in my mind. Everybody say, in my mind. In my mind, I really want to obey God's law. I really want to in my mind. He said, but because of my sin nature, I'm a slave to sin. Because of my sin nature, this nature I have, right, it had me a slave into my sin, right? So it seemed like I'm gravitating to things that I know is not right. Right? I know I shouldn't be doing it, but I just can't help it. I want to stop, but I can't stop, right? And I keep saying, God, please help me. God, if you can just deliver me. God, if you can just heal. Because my sin nature has got me under stress. And the rest. And you got people, man, they taking more medication than they've ever taken in their life, right? And they're not taking because they're sick. They take because they lose their mind. So now the big thing right now is mental health. Right? That's the big issue now. Everybody talking about the mental health. The reason why mental health is so important because he is wrestling, if I can get your mind, I got you. Right? And that's important. And whenever a person is in their Christ consciousness, Neil, and they got God and they really focus on God, think about yourself. When I'm really locked into God, then I'm not worried about other stuff. You know, there's a peace, right? There's a peace that surpasses all understanding. But somewhere, somehow, I can be in a situation and I get so stressed out because of the circumstances, right? Now I'm in my sin nature, right? And so my sin nature is pulling me away from God. It doesn't want me to lean to God because God is a God of peace, right? And he lives, remember, said, now God is in us, in all of us, right? And our sin nature, so you have this dual nature, and then you have your soul that's pulling, right? And the question is, which one am I feeding the most? Because whichever one I feed the most, the one I lean into the most, is the one that's going to control my life. Right, I don't care who you are. You can say whatever you want to say. All I can do is watch your life and listen to you talk, and I can tell you what is controlling you based on your conversation. Because you can talk Jesus, you can talk God all you want, but it's going to show up in your actions. right? And then, and so you get all stressed out and bent out of shape, right? Now here's where, when he's dealing with this sin nature, and Paul was saying, this is a battle going on, and I'm fighting this thing, man. And whenever I desire to do good, he said, evil is present, right? And it's no longer I to do it, but the sin that dwelleth in me. He said, the sin nature that's in me is causing this battle and got me off balance, right? And then Paul says, then he jumps into chapter 8 of Romans, and here's what he says in chapter 8, and we're going to walk through chapter 8, and it's going to really get you. He says, so now there is no, everybody said no. He said, there's no condemnation, none. There's no condemnation for those who belong to Christ Jesus. There is no condemnation to those who belong to Christ Jesus. Now, hear me well. I don't care what. Whenever you have a Christ consciousness, there is no condemnation. I'm never condemned when I'm doing what's right. I only get condemned when I'm doing something I'm not supposed to do. Right? As long as I'm making the right choices, there is no condemnation. So I'm in the Christ Jesus. So now I'm leaning into my Christ consciousness. Right? But if I'm condemned, you know, I know I shouldn't have answered that text. I'm in my sin nature. Right? I knew I shouldn't have said it. I knew I'm in my sin nature. Right? I already know because I feel bad about what I did. I feel bad. I'm thinking, I shouldn't have never thought that thought because I'm in my sin nature. So remember this. This is important for us to understand. Because once we lean into our Christ consciousness, right, there is no condemnation, right? And so then you can move a certain way, right? And that's why I say it's an inside job. You don't have to blame anybody or anything that's going on. Whatever's happening in your life, all you got to realize is whose side am I leaning on? The old folks say I'm leaning on the lower side, right? Because I'm on the lower side. And if I'm on the lower side, I'm mighty happy, right? But when I'm leaning into my sin nature, I get irritated. And things set me off, and I get bent out of shape. And when something happens, I want to hurt somebody. I want to guess you did something to me. You hurt one of my family members, or you hurt my baby, and you said something. Don't nobody mess with my baby. Don't you say nothing about my family, because if you do, I'm going to get you, right? I'm in my sin nature, right? So right now, I'm not even thinking about my Christ consciousness. I'm thinking about my sin nature. So my sin nature said, get them. You better get them because they deserve it. They shouldn't have never said what they said, right? So they need to hear this, right? So now I'm operating. Hear me well. The media, everything around you is trying to tell you, man, to lean into your sin nature, right? And that's why the road is so narrow the other way. That's important. He says, in verse 2, it says, and because you belong to him, the power of the life-giving spirit has freed you from the power of sin that leads to what? Death. Because I've accepted Christ into my life and recognized that he lives in me, right? And I'm in that portion of it. And it's important. This is, don't miss this here. It says, and because you belong to Christ, or you belong to God, the God conscious, he says, the power of the life-giving spirit has freed me from the power of sin. Now, the sin nature has no power over me when I'm into my Christ consciousness. As long as I'm living into God and my godness and my Christ consciousness, my sin nature has no power. I don't even think about sinning when I'm in my Christ consciousness. You can't even lure me away as long as I'm in my Christ consciousness. Now, it's hard because a lot of us talk Jesus, right? And we serve him with our lips, but our heart is far from him. And you can fake everybody else out, but the thing is, it's going to show up in your behavior, right? But when you get locked into Christ and people that make a commitment to Christ, and I don't care how old you are, how young you are, I don't care whatever happened. I wouldn't care if you're 11 years old, 12, 13, or 75. It doesn't matter. If you are operating in your sin nature, you're going to be stressed out. Anxiety is going to be over your life. You're going to be looking for some Xanax or whatever you had to get to try to help you out because you're going to be so messed up, right? And when you messed up, man, you'll do something to anybody. You'll hurt anybody because Watch this here. Jesus told us, he said, I come that you may have life. And not just have it, you can have it more abundantly. He said, a thief cometh, but to kill, steal, and destroy. Right? Now, understanding, whenever something's in my life and it causes me to lose out. I just read an article the other day where a dad and his son burned their restaurant down to the ground in 2023. They burned it down to the ground, and they thought they did it for the insurance money, right? And what happened was they got away with it until the insurance company questioned something. Then they did an investigation. Now, you took two men with a family and honest people, man, that's well-known in the community, all right, until they decided whether they was low on funds or it wasn't making enough money, whatever, we decided we're going to burn it down and then cash in on insurance policy. Now, they just sent the son to 5 years, and they're going to send the dad Monday. So now you took two citizens, man, was in great shape, doing really well, well-respected in the community. Now, because they were in their sin nature and they loved their sin nature more than God, they made a decision that cost them their life and it's going to impact more than just them. I'm a big Michigan fan. I'm a big, big, big Michigan fan, right? And Sharon Moore, the coach, it hurt my heart when I read the article that he was having an affair with his executive, right? Because he didn't have the discipline and understand his Christ conscience, he lived into his sin nature. And he got away with it for a long time. And everything, people had thought they had him, but she wouldn't tell and he wouldn't tell. So they didn't have enough goods on him until he had to make a decision. And when they fired her, then she said, oh, I'm flipping my story. Now I'm about to tell the truth. Yeah. Right? I'm going to tell the truth that we really had an affair. So now here's a guy who's making millions of dollars with a beautiful family and 3 children. Now world has flipped upside down. All because we operate in our sin nature instead of our Christ consciousness. I don't care who you are. I'm not exempt from it, and neither are you. Whenever we lean into our sin nature and this battle going on, we're gonna lose if we don't get into our Christ consciousness and lean into it. And we have the ability and the power to never allow your sin nature to take control. That's why he says the power to free you from the power of your sin nature. Your Christ consciousness free you from the power of your sin nature. There's no weapon formed against you that can ever prosper when you're in your Christ consciousness. I don't care how they bring it, because there's something about your Christ consciousness, man, give you like some extra antennas. I can see the problem coming before it comes, right? And here's the beauty of it. Because God resides in you, right, he give you a set of antennas so you can always detect the enemy before he comes. And now, I see the enemy coming, but if I'm in my sin nature, I ignore him, and then I go with the enemy, and then I cry later. Right? But the God in you already told you don't do it. Raise your hand if you know what I'm talking about. The God in you always tell you the right thing to do. Now, here's what happened. We try to justify in our mind what's right. You know, you can justify and try to make it right, but you know in your heart of hearts what's right and what's wrong. You know, right? So he goes on in verse 3. He says, the law of Moses, this is important because I want you to understand scripture. The law of Moses was unable to save us because of the weakness of our sin nature. He said, when they gave the law cannot stop you from stealing. The law can tell you what stealing is, but it doesn't have the power to stop you from stealing. Sometimes I'm driving and I go in one of those like Myers or something like that, and then I won't stop. I see the stop sign and I won't stop. And Ardina just go crazy. I said, Ardina, that stop sign don't stop me. It doesn't have the power to stop me. They trying to control me from somewhere else. It doesn't have the power. Now listen, y'all, we laughing about it. But y'all know I'm telling the truth because you ran the red light right now. So you say it does not have the power to stop you, right? Now, here's what's happening. It's important to understand the law of Moses was given to them to tell them what's right and what's wrong, but it did not give you the power to be able to make a decision in it. It just showed you what was wrong. So now I know what's wrong. They told me not to take that because I'm working and I'm in charge of all the money and I can take a few dollars and won't nobody know it's missing. I know I can do it, right? Now, my sin edge is to take it, won't nobody notice it until somebody come along or decide that's really, really OCD. And then you end up losing your job over $5, right? Because they're looking to it, right? It's important. So now the Holy Spirit comes, and it gives you the power to be able to look at the law and then not yield to the law and not break it. So now the Holy Spirit is given to us so we can overcome the law, right? Now, watch what happens, all right? If this iPad, Nari said 10%. So if it downed me beforehand, y'all, blame it on Nari because he gave me an iPad with 10%, right? So y'all, the scripture may not go with y'all in a minute. I'm glad I downloaded it here, right? So it says, so God did what the law could not do. Everybody say, God did what the law could not do, right? He sent his own son in the body like the bodies of we sinners have. And in that body, God declared an end to sin's control over us by giving his son as a sacrifice for our sin. So now, here's the beauty. God knew that you needed power. He knew that you needed power, right? And so, and Jesus came down here on the earth to die for you, right? He died to let you know I'm willing to die so they'll know the truth. I'm willing to give my life up so they know. So I'm going to tell you about God inside of you. Now, I know they told you, man, but God don't live inside. They told you one God, but I'm telling you that the Holy Spirit will reside in you in the form of the kingdom of God. They said, oh, no, no, no. So he was willing to sacrifice his life, man, so you know who you are. Because once you understand the kingdom in you, and there's no devil in hell can stop you. Right? So he came, and God made, he became a sacrifice for us to realize who we are. Now, listen to me. I know you don't believe it, but he told you in Scripture. He said, I know you all love me so much, and you want to worship me, and you think I'm the greatest thing since sliced bread, but I'm telling you, everything I'm doing, you can do it. The same works that I do, you'll be able to do even greater works once you understand what I understand. Because what I did, every time I got ready to do something, man, I spent time in prayer with God. I went inside, had a little talk with God, and I came back and I just laid my hands and healed. I delivered. But he always went up. He got up early in the morning and went off to himself and spent time with him and God and the power in him. Because once you do a meditation and you do a real serious meditation, you come up as a different person. And so you really went in and you found out who you really are in God. And when you lean into, man, God, help me be everything I can be. He'll show up in your life as you and give you the power to be able to move in such a powerful way. Now, some of you say, that's crazy. Here's why you think it's crazy. Because you really want somebody to control your life. I want to continue to blame somebody else for my shortcoming. I need somebody else to do this for me. I can't do it. I'm telling you, you can do it. I'm telling you, it lies in you. It doesn't lie anywhere else. If you want to change your life, all you got to do is close your eyes, go inside, and then when you wake up, you'll be a different person. You got to change you. So that battle's going on. He doesn't want you to look in. The sin, they don't want you to spend time in meditation. He doesn't want you to spend time in devotion with God. He doesn't want you to do it because if I can get you not to do it, you'll keep leaning into your sin nature. Then the wage of sin is death. I can continue to control your life. And every time you commit a sin, it almost kills you and God. Your faith in God decreases. Your relationship with people decreases. So you start to die every time you commit a sin. So, but once I understand my Christ consciousness, there's no devil in hell can stop me. So, because I don't commit no sin then. It was where everybody's sin. I'm telling you, you have the power to never, ever commit a sin. I'm telling you, you have the power. And I know you don't believe it because they told you a long time ago that you couldn't. I'm telling you, you can, and I can prove it. If you don't believe me, ask yourself. Every time I get ready to do something, man, don't God tell me the right thing to do? Now, the question is, do I have the power to do it? If I'm leaning into my Christ consciousness, I do. But if in my sin nature, I don't. But he always let me know the right thing to do. Right? So I weigh out all the other stuff, and then I just zero in on doing the right thing. Everybody say doing the right thing. And he always tells us. Right? And I guess what? And you can't blame nobody in the world for your situation but you. I don't care what it is. Now, people can frighten you and tell you not to do certain things. They put a fear on you. But if you can overcome the fear, you'll tell it. And it'll protect you. It'll save your life. It'll change your course on life. But we fear people sometimes. And sometimes people say, if you tell it, you're going to lose your job. If you tell it, I'm going to kill your family. If you do, you know, you do this here, and if you better not tell nobody, and then you keep the secret. And guess what happens when you keep the secret? It kills you from the inside out. Right? I'm so angry, I can't forgive nobody. I don't hurt nobody else but me. So the battle comes, and whenever I can't forgive, it don't hurt nobody but me. So when I'm in my Christ conscience, I gotta forgive you. Right? And as I forgive you, I heal me. Whenever I forgive you, I heal myself. I don't care what you did to me. I don't care how vicious it was. Once I forgive you, it heals me. They said, no, Pastor, that ain't right. You don't understand. That hurt me so bad. But you have to forgive. Because if you don't, every time you see them, they take control of your life. They going about their business. And you think about them, and they control you. You got to forgive them and put it in the sea of forgiveness, and you got to put it there. Everybody said, God going to do it. I know, because he's in you. That's the battle, right? Now, so he goes on and says, and he did this so that the just requirement of the law would be fully satisfied for us, who no longer follow our sin nature, but instead follow what? The Spirit. We no longer follow our sin nature, right? That nature man that's calling us to do things, man, that's contrary to God, all right? I'm mad. I want to cuss him out. I'm doing this here. I want to skip school. I want to cheat on my tests. I need somebody else to give me the notes, you know. I know y'all don't do that. But anyway, for all those little things that you that's your sin nature. Once you come into your Christ consciousness, then right away he tell you don't do it. And then now you got to make a decision. Right? Do I want to do it or not do it? Now, in the event that you choose not to follow your Christ consciousness, just be ready for the what? Consequence. And the consequence is always death. The wages of sin is what? Death. And the gift of God is eternal life, right? So it's going to kill you somehow, some way, some form. It may not do it now. It may be delayed, right? And the only way you can get over it is you got to repent. You better repent before it surfaces. If I can repent before it surfaces, God will he'll just let it go. I don't know why it happens like that, but it is. Once you genuinely repent, God, to put it in the sea of forgiveness and remember it no more. It'll be gone. Right? It's magical. It's like magic, right? Now, it's important. So then I start to follow the Spirit. So now I get in church. Some of you all thank God for Jesus. And thank God for the relationship. Because I'm not what I used to be. I'm sure enough not what I used to be. And I thank God I turned my life around. Now, some people want me to be what I used to be, but I'm not what I used to be. But guess what? Now, listen. I got some people still call me Stew Man. They even call me Reverend Stew Man, right? Some people, they want to hold me to what I used to be, all right? I don't even listen to them. You know, some of them I just wave and say, oh, it's all right. I just laugh, right? I'm not giving you control of my life. You don't get to tell me, man, that I ain't been forgiven. You don't get to tell me I'm not what I used to do. I ain't stole no hubcaps since I was 11. So you can't keep calling me a thief. I'd have repented for that and got mine stolen. So I know I'm over that one, right? Now, so he goes on to say, those who are dominating, now listen, I want you to hear me well. Petey, this is good, Petey. Those who are dominated by their sin nature think about sinful things. When you're dominated by your sin nature, you always think of things, man, that can hurt other people. Things that can destroy your life. I already know right now, right? So you dominate, and then I know, I swear to God, I'm going to get him. I hate her. She make me sick. You dominated by your sin nature. You got, because guess what? That person gone, and you still angry. They done left. Some of them forgot even, don't even know you exist anymore. They done forgot all about you, but you didn't forget about them because you have not let it go. And so you've been dominated by your sin nature. He said, those who are dominated by their sin nature think about sinful things. But those who are controlled, everybody say controlled. Those who are controlled by the Holy Spirit think about things that please the Spirit, right? So when you're controlled by your Christ consciousness, you think about things, man, that really is loving and caring and how I help other people and how I can make a difference in the life of other people. I'm not thinking about how I can hurt you, how I can get over you, how I can put a fast on you, how I can do, I just don't. I don't, right? Now, then he goes and says this here in verse 6. So letting your sinful nature control your mind leads to death. If I allow my sin nature to control my mind, the way I think, it's going to lead to death. I'm going to be miserable, and everything I touch is going to dissolve right in front of my face, right? So I cannot allow my sin nature to take control of me, because if it controls me, then I'm going to lose out. It's going to turn into death. I'm going to lose relationships. I don't mean I'm going to physically die, but I can die in a relationship. I can die with influence. My kids don't even look at me the same way because I lied to them. My husband don't even look at me. My grandmama, she used to think I was, because I lied, baby. I didn't think you lied to grandmama. So now grandmama looking at you different. Now you just killed that relationship. Now you got to do whatever you can to bring it back, right? That baby, all right. I remember Bishop Wells used to tell you, if you hear babies crying, you know the church is alive. They come. So I'm good. It might distract y'all, but it's good with me, right? Now, so he said, letting your sinful nature control your mind leads to death, but letting the Spirit control your mind leads to peace. So think about it. Whenever I'm in my Christ consciousness and I come out of my meditation or I come out of my devotion, I have a peaceful mind. I'm cool and I'm calm. And I got to be, baby girl, I got to be careful about my friends, because my friends can be controlled by another spirit. And their mission is to kill, steal, and destroy. And remember, a spirit got to have a body to work through. So I'm trying to be right, but my friend is trying to tell me to do what's wrong. And because I'm in my Christ consciousness, I don't want to do it. But sometimes when you're young, you don't want to yield to your friends. So you get, oh, I'm going to go ahead and do it. Right? And then you end up in trouble. Right? Don't allow your friends, don't allow your cousin, don't allow your brother, don't allow your mother, don't allow your father, your granny, or anybody to control you and lead you to sin. Hear me well. They would lead, listen, if some parents would tell they teach their kids how to steal. Right? They teach you, because you become a product of your environment. So they teach you how to hustle. You say, man, this is all I know. I know because that's all they knew. But when you get away and you start coming to your Christ consciousness, you think you better than everybody else. Oh, so you can't steal like the rest of us, huh? So you ain't smoking no more with us? Okay, sister, holy, holy. All right, okay, brother, holy, holy. So now they start name calling. Then you know you're in that end. Praise the Lord, God is good. Right? And you got to stay until your, then you just got to eat. You got to do like I used to do. I used to tell my friends, hey, I'll be right back. The next day at school, man, what happened, man? Oh, man, you know, man. I had to ease away from it because I was trying to do something different. So if I wanted to change my life, I had to change my friends. I had to change. I don't care who they are. You know, they can be popular. But if they got Satan in their life, man, they become a vessel to be used by Satan. So that spirit work through people to get to you. So you got to know it. And you recognize it. But listen, don't fool yourself. You already know when the phone rings, if it's the enemy or if it's Christ. You already know. Soon as they, girl, what you, this, it's over. You need to hang up right now. Don't answer the text. Some texts I don't even answer. Right? Don't even answer the text. Right? And if you don't answer the text, what they going to say? You didn't, or girl, you didn't answer. I've been texting you. For real, Lord, I didn't know that. Right? I'm just looking at it. Like, bless you. Right? Now, because I know if I answer the text, right, what's going on? But because I don't want to do it, I'm in my Christ conscience. I'm trying to do what's right. All right, now, it's important. Everybody say, this is important. Right? And once you get into your Christ conscience, you have such a peace. When I don't do nothing wrong, I have such a peace. But when I do something wrong, yeah, you know, I get caught in the bathroom, man, vaping, I'm already in trouble. I'm in my sin. I couldn't help it. I'm in my sin nature. I'm in that vaping, I'm in trouble. The principal walk in, I'm in trouble. Right? You know, I don't understand. You know what you say? So-and-so was doing it too. No, we're talking about you. It's an inside job. You're not responsible for what somebody else do. You're only responsible for what you give into. Right? And listen to me. I tell young people all the time, real quick. You can have the world. You can have everything your mind can desire. Hear me. I want every young person that's 17, 18 below. You can get anything you want in life, from a pair of Jordans to a moped to whatever you want. All you have to do is live into your Christ consciousness. When you live into your Christ consciousness, man, God works through people. People are blessed kids just because they're doing the right thing. People looking for kids they want to bless. You know, I like Nadia's here today, right? So sometimes I call Edger or I call Crystal. I say, how's Nadia doing? What's going on? And I get on the phone and I call on the phone. I said, do you need anything? I said, don't you be down there in college and want for nothing. I said, if you want for anything, don't you want for nothing. Anything, you call me if you need it. Don't be down there struggling for nothing, right? Why do I do that? Because she's such a nice girl. And she always treats people so nice. You know, there's other kids in college, man, I call and I send a message. I may send them $25, go get them a pizza or something. Why do I do it? Because of the Christ consciousness. Because people want to bless kids that's doing right. People can have $15, man, they give you $10 to get in the game just because you're a good kid. It's easy. If you want what you, all you got to do is change your behavior and live into your Christ conscience. Then everything, people buy you Jordans. Like, I want to, girl, you want some Jordans? Oh, shoot. Some people got so much money, Pat Jordan don't mean nothing to them. You don't even have to ask for it. You must want to get a pair of Jordans for Christmas, and you know you got them. That's how it works. All right? Now, that was the sidebar. Now, I'm going to wrap this up. Here we go. Verse 7 and 8. For the sinful nature is always, everybody say always, is hostile against God. It never did obey God's law, and it never will. That's why those who are still under the control of their sin nature can never please God. You can't please the God inside of you. There's that battle going on. You can't please him. He's inside of you. Then he goes on and says this here. Now, and I'm going back to the beginning. So now there is no condemnation. Everybody say none. You can never, ever be condemned when you're doing what's right. You only condemn when you're doing what's wrong. And here's the good thing. When Paul jumped to Philippians, and then I'm going to be done in a few seconds. He says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal to God. So now he recognized the God in him. He recognized it. Everybody say he recognized God in him. He says, but made himself of no reputation. He took upon himself the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. Verse 8 says, and being found in the fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even death on the cross. He recognized and he had a God conscience. And once he understood his God conscience, he lived into his God conscience. And God blessed him beyond his wildest dreams. He gave him all the authority and everything. And I want to tell you this here as I wrap this thing up. This is so important. When I talk to you guys about the Project 2045, Camilla, this is important. I want y'all to go back and read it. Project 2045 says this: I know that you are God. I know you're God. But they've told you you are nothing. I just want your consciousness so I can take your mind and put it in an avatar and control it. We want to create a human being that's immortal. We know your body is sick and wound, but if we can get your mind, we can put your mind in a robot and keep your body alive, right? I was telling Dr. Abiati this morning, I says, I don't care how brilliant they are. They got computer programs that can literally, man, run the world. But it take a human being to run the computer. There's nothing that Elon Musk or anybody can ever create, man, that's greater than the mind that God gave you. God being inside of you is greater than anything else. They trying to create AI, right, to be like you. You already got the AI tools. You got everything it takes to do it. You just don't know who. That's why when a person figure out what they got and who they are, can no devil in hell stop them. But when you don't know who you got, then people can take you and tell you and lead you anywhere you want to go. But when I know that I know that I know. And I was reading, this Project 20, and I was sitting there in my meditation. I said, ooh, God, thank you for letting me know who I am for real. Now I really know who you are because I see what, how many people seen the movie Avatar? You got to watch Avatar, Fire and Ashes, right? It's coming out, right? The guy, his mindset, his mind is so powerful that he create this thing and everything is from his imagination because he realized he's a fractal of God. Just like God created what he said, I can create everything God create. You have the ability to create whatever your mind can conceive. If your mind can conceive it, you can do it. That's how powerful you are. That's why they want your mind. They want to put your mind in a computer. They want to put your mind in an avatar. That's why they want to put implants in you so they control the way you think. So not control your mind. But they got to control you. You're the one. You're the power source. You got to know who you are. I told my wife, I said, I could be wrong. My wife said, that's kind of deep. I said, I don't even think the guy that killed George Floyd was a real human. I said, because if you look at the way what was going on, I said, he was like senseless. He had no emotion, no nothing. And the people that was guarding him was standing there, man, and he had his foot on his neck, and he was killing him, and he was just looking. And people was talking to him, screaming, and he never budged. He never moved. Until he took the life right out of him. But here's why I say it's kind of dangerous, why what made me think of it, because I thought about they now, and their lane parking contestants here, they got computers now, they putting in avatar, and they had the military guys staying in the bunker while they out there fighting the battle. So they won't kill a human. They're taking their consciousness and putting it in avatars. You got to read this. When you start to read this stuff, what's happening, how many people watching? Y'all know I'm telling the truth because you can get on your phone right now and you can have a baby cussing their grandmama out right now. You can have a baby call a full-blown conversation like they're an adult on TikTok. How many people seen those? Now, look at it. Like, it's like the baby really talking. That's how powerful it is. So they took the mind of a human and put this thing in the mind of this robot. Because it's not a real baby. But you think it is because it looks so real. And they control that everything is moving. That's how powerful it is. But everything got to come from your mind. That's how you got to know what you got. That's why I said, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ. Christ knew that no weapon ever for. He said, you can kill my body, but you really can't kill me. I can only give my life up because I'm coming back. They couldn't even kill him. That's how powerful you are. You can take the body, but you can't kill my spirit. Right? So you need to lean into your Christ consciousness and know who you are. Don't let no devil in hell stop you from being who you are. You are so brilliant, so smart, so intelligent, man. God created you. God created you to be a success. God gave you everything you need to be everything you're supposed to be. But you got to know it now. Most of us are ignorant of information. That's why they said, watch this, people perish. This scripture, we perish because of the lack of what? Knowledge. Because you don't know, you perish. Those who know live. Right? Everybody stand to your feet. That was a different sermon, wasn't it? Amen. Get the Lord a hand clap. Amen. I told you I was going to be different. Y'all going to leave here today, a different family. Right? Heavenly Father, I want to thank you so very much for every one of us. So thank you for the gift of life you've given us. Lord, we're such a unique people. I just thank you so much that so many people are working so hard to try to. So many of us are coming up missing. People are coming up missing. People are stealing people's organs, stealing their brains and using them in research because they realize how powerful we are as human beings. Lord, we ask you, Lord, let us recognize who you are as we live into our Christ consciousness, and that is our protection tool against the enemy. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for your gift of life. We thank you for your gift of love. We thank you for your gift of knowledge and information. And more than anything else, our gift of love. Lord, let us continue to love like you love. Let us be able to love our fellow man, love our brothers and sisters. You says love, Lord, that makes a difference. It's that unity, that strength, that give us everything that we need to be. We love you so much. And as we leave this place, we never, ever, ever, ever want to be out of your presence. So remind us that we're present with you at all times and you're there for us. Thank you, Lord. And when we're in our secret closet and it's just us, please reveal yourself to us so we'll know who you are. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. If you like prayer, you can please come up, for, up front. We have people pray with you. God bless you. Thank you all so much for coming out today. See you Wednesday at 6 o'clock.